Welcome to CodyCast. This is Cody Allen's podcast.
She is a brand new mom, got a little baby at home. We'll talk about that. Plus, she's got two number one singles, I Hope, a breakthrough crossover worldwide smash, and of course, The Good Ones, number one as well. Her new single, Footprints on the Moon, all about inspiring you to become the best you can be and not believing any of the doubters. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabby Barrett is on the phone.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing okay.
I mentioned the new song, Footprints on the Moon. I've been watching, of course, like everyone else, the billionaires taking off and flying into space, Bezos and Richard Branson recently. So would you ever go into space?
No. No, I don't think I could do it. I can't. I'm a very claustrophobic person, so I don't think I can get in a rocket ship or anything very small. And two, yeah, I don't think so. That would be really cool. But I'll just stay down here and sing Footprints on the Moon forever.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I think it's a little sketchy too. I don't think I'd ever do it either. If you were to follow your footprints like around town, where would they most likely lead there where you live in Texas?
Probably, well, Cade loves Mexican food, so probably a Mexican food restaurant or a Whataburger or a Chicken Express. Chicken Express, I think, is Texas thing as well, and it's very delicious.
They have the best sweet tea at Chicken Express. Yeah. Have you tried this? You know the sweet tea there, right?
I've heard about it, I think. I have not tried it, but I have heard about it.
It's legendary. So please, next time you go, do the chicken, the fries, and the sweet tea. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
When it comes to the song, it really is about reaching for the stars, chasing dreams. I love the sentiment of the whole song. It's one of those, like, you want to get amped up and go do something after you hear it. Is that kind of why you wanted to release it?
Yeah, so Footprints on the Moon, it's very dream-centered, encouraging, uplifting song. The main reason, there's a few main reasons. So one of the reasons why I definitely wanted to release it is because with my first three singles, it's kind of like I really want people to get to know me through my music. I like my music to be very genuine to me and my life. And so with I Hope, it was very heartbreak and loss. And then Good Ones was finding hope, being married, all that good stuff. And then the next part to me is this encouraging, trying to be uplifting part of myself as well to people that may be in that same spot that I was in at a time when I was shooting for a very large dream that nobody believed in. A lot of people were very negative through school, everywhere and anywhere that I went. And it was difficult. And I wish I had a song like this to listen to at the time that I was going through that. And so anybody else that's going through it, I wanted to release it for them to help them in any way.
Yeah, I think it's so positive. And I love the line, everybody says that you can't till you do. And I feel like, that was my version.
Yes.
I feel like you probably did come across, like you said, a lot of doubters there, like in the American Idol days or whatever. People said you can't do it. But how did you battle that? When you were faced with that sort of like struggle in your head?
Yeah. Well, I'm a very faith-centered person, so I rely on the Lord a lot and I read the Bible a lot. And that really helps me get through that type of stuff because I'm not finding my identity in myself, but I'm finding it in the Lord Jesus. And so that helped me a lot with any negative stuff. That's where I would run back to. And that always uplifted me as well as I used any negativity that I got. I just kind of switched it in my head to positivity, like fuel to the fire, just to keep going forward, you know, instead of letting it drag you backward. It was like anything negative that got thrown at me, you can imagine somebody like having a weight around their waist and trying to be dragged backward, but you're leaning forward and you're digging your heels in and keep moving forward. And that's kind of like what I was doing. And I'm very blessed to now be sitting here.
Yeah.
So everybody has haters though.
I do love that advice though. And I think that's really helpful. Like just sometimes it's a matter of just putting one step in front of the other, and just moving forward with what you believe. It's a great lesson also to pass on to your daughter. So congratulations on Abela May. I know we've talked a little bit about her. I love the name. It's so Southern and cool. I love it.
Thanks. I came up with it in an airport one day. So I was just, I like the name Bailey. I like the name Bailey, but I was like, I've heard a few people named Bailey. And so I was like, what's a little bit different from Bailey? And I was like, what about Bailey, Bayla? And I was like, Bayla, does that sound weird or is it fun? And then I put it down on my phone and I got, and when I first found out that I was pregnant, I was talking to Kate about names and I said Bayla. And he was like, oh, I love that. And I was like, there it is.
There you have it. What's been your favorite part of being a mom so far?
Favorite part right now would be watching her try different food. So she's so used to, you know, the taste of milk that it is just so funny getting to see her try like the foods that we eat every day and are just, you know, willy nilly. Yeah. And her reaction is just hilarious when she really likes it and her eyes get all wide, or when she makes the sour faces where she's like going to throw up because she doesn't like it. And also just them looking at stuff, like looking at a ball with colors in it, and they're so like amazed. Just stuff like that is so cool, because I kind of just look at her and I'm like, I wonder what you're thinking, like when you're seeing this for the first time. So it's cool.
Has there been a difficult part? What's been the most difficult thing you've had to sort of adjust and figure out?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep would definitely be that. So, I mean, it's one thing to, you know, not get sleep from having 4 a.m. flights and running and doing this all the time, because, I don't know, it was just very high energy as to what you were going to do. Like when I would have to wake up and get on flights and do all that, you knew that you were going to do a show and it was high energy. So it kind of kept you like going.
Yeah.
But you're not having a concert when you have a child. You're not throwing a party when you're changing a diaper. So sleep has been a big thing. And sleep, you know, not getting enough sleep definitely takes a toll on the human body. So it's difficult in motherhood, but it's all, you know, a blessing.
Right on. Real quick as we wrap here, I know you're a baker, and believe it or not, I guess, you know, fall will be here in just a couple months. So what are your favorite things to bake when it comes to, when you think about autumn and fall, Thanksgiving, and, you know, all the holidays coming up? What are your favorite recipes?
Oh, I can't wait. You just saying that made me so excited. Fall and winter are my favorite. So, I think everybody knows. Here, I'm going to turn this around and ask you to guess. What if I could bake something for fall, what would you guess, Cody, that the number one thing for fall baking, what comes to your mind?
I would think like maybe pumpkin bread.
My gosh, you were so close. I was going to say pumpkin pie.
Oh, pumpkin pie. Right.
That's it. So pumpkin pie. Yeah, I'll definitely be making that.
Get that pumpkin pie and the Chicken Express sweet tea.
I will.
A couple things next time we catch up.
Lots of sweet. Yeah.
Right. And get some sleep. Yeah, absolutely. Gabby, good catching up. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
This has been Cody Cast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Cody is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America and seen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown every weekend. For more, go to cmtcody.com.